Welcome back to Why You Should Never Enter Sales, your go-to podcast for navigating the world of sales with confidence and expertise. I'm your host, Frederick, and today's episode, we are diving into a fundamental aspect of sales, building rapport with clients. Building rapport isn't just about making small talk or finding common ground. It's about establishing trust, understanding, and connection with your clients. Whether you're meeting a client for the first time or nurturing a long-term relationship, mastering the art of rapport building is essential for success in sales. So, grab your notepad and get ready to learn some valuable techniques and best practices for building rapport with your clients. Let's start by defining what rapport actually means in the context of sales. Rapport is the foundation of any successful client relationship. It's the feeling of mutual trust, understanding, and connection that develops between a salesperson and their client. When you have rapport with a client, they are more likely to listen to what you have to say, be receptive to your ideas, and ultimately do business with you. But how do you build rapport effectively? One of the most important techniques is active listening. Too often, salespeople focus on selling their product or service without taking the time to truly listen to their clients. Active listening means paying full attention to what the client is saying, asking clarifying questions, and demonstrating genuine interest in their needs and concerns. Another key technique is mirroring and matching. This involves subtly mimicking the client's body language, tone of voice, and communication style to create a sense of familiarity and connection. Mirroring and matching can help you put your client at ease and signal that you understand and empathize with him. In addition to active listening and mirroring, there are several other best practices for building rapport with clients. One important strategy is to find common ground. Look for shared interests, experiences, or values that you can bond over with your client. Whether it's a shared passion for a hobby or a similar career background, finding common ground can help break down barriers and foster a sense of camaraderie. Another effective technique is to show genuine empathy and understanding. Put yourself in your client's shoes and try to see the world from their perspective. By demonstrating empathy and understanding, you can build trust and rapport with your client and show them that you're genuinely invested in their success. Now, let's talk about some practical tips for building rapport in specific sales situations. When meeting a new client for the first time, it's important to make a strong first impression. Start by greeting them warmly, maintaining eye contact, and offering a firm handshake. Smile, be attentive, and show enthusiasm for the opportunity to work with them. During the initial conversation, focus on establishing common ground and building rapport before diving into business matters. Ask open-ended questions to learn more about the client's background, interests, and goals. Listen actively and respond thoughtfully to demonstrate that you're engaged and interested in what they have to say. As the conversation progresses, look for opportunities to highlight shared values or experiences and reinforce the connection between you and the client. Remember to be authentic and genuine in your interactions. Clients can sense insincerity a mile away. And guess what? Not just clients. So, it's important to be yourself and let your personality shine through. Building rapport isn't just about the initial meeting. It's an ongoing process that requires consistent effort and attention. As you continue to work with your client, look for opportunities to deepen your relationship and strengthen the bond between you. Schedule regular check-ins, send personalized notes or emails, and take the time to celebrate milestones and achievements together. Above all, remember that building rapport is about more than just making a sale. It's about building trust and lasting relationships with your clients. And by mastering the art of rapport building, you can create meaningful connections, inspire loyalty, and ultimately achieve greater success in your sales career. So that's all that I have for today, guys, on an episode on why you should never enter sales. And I hope you found these tips and techniques for building rapport with clients helpful. Remember to tune in next time as we explore more strategies for success in the world of sales. Until then, happy selling!